Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Tom from the Healthy Referral Newspaper in sunny Cleveland, Ohio, substituting for Marcia today on our weekly radio show, bringing you great information and resources on natural health and how to regain your health naturally. When we started many years ago, over 25 years ago, probably over 30 years ago, researching the best information that we could find on natural health. We do a newspaper called Healthy Referral. We also do a radio show called, which is Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio, as well as work with different natural health products over the years, foods such as spirulina from New Phoenix Rising out of California, and cell phone shields, and a lot of different resources on how to regain your health naturally without relying on medications and drugs. Today we have a wonderful guest from the Real Good Tea Company, and met him at a show in Atlanta, Georgia, about a year ago, and we thought it would be interesting to have them tell their story and how they got started and what their mission is. And I think we have Seth on the line here.
Seth is here. How are you today, Mike?
Yeah, very good.
Hello,
can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
A little fuzzy, but I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
Excellent.
So tell us, are you in the ATL now?
I am. I'm in the northwest suburbs of Atlanta, about 15 miles outside of the city.
Ah, okay. So you don't have to fight traffic coming out of Atlantic Station. That's good.
Yeah,
tell us about.
It's nice to get ahead of that today. Thank you for the time.
We've all been stuck in it. You have to bring a good book along with you when you're in the Atlanta traffic jam.
No doubt.
We met. We had a booth at the Atlanta show about a year ago, and we met the Real Good Tea Company. And can you just tell us a little bit about your background and how the company got started and what was the genesis of the idea?
Oh, sure. There are four founders to Portfolio Beverages, which is the parent company of Real Good Tea. Two of the four own a brewery in Atlanta for the last 7 or 8 years called Second Self. During that time, Chris and Jason, both Georgia Tech grads, have brewed in excess of 400 different product offerings a year. And that's not exclusive just to beer, but the vast majority, of course, were beer. They brewed everything from vitamin-enhanced waters to seltzer waters and coffees, cold pressed coffees, teas, sports drinks, all sorts of beverages, really. And they had released a brand called Cirrus, which is a CBD-infused sparkling water line, and it's available in five original flavors. I think they've just expanded their flavor offerings, but they had launched this brand, and it was going really, really well. It was picking up steam. They'd only been at it about 4.5 months by the time Greg and I met them. And Greg and I had come from the health and wellness space, and we had built a company that was basically a wholesaler of sorts, where we were doing outsourced brand representation for various manufacturers in the health and wellness space that didn't have their own sales force on the East Coast. And that kind of led us down the path into CBD, because in the early days of the CBD boom, there weren't a lot of those companies on the East Coast, but they sure were selling a lot on the East Coast, and they needed somebody to rep those products. At the time, we'd repped everything from yoga mats to Fitbits to vitamins and nutraceuticals to, even post-surgical wraps and supplies, things of that nature. And we went headfirst into the CBD space. In relatively short order, when just researching everything we could get our hands on about CBD, we came across the phenomenon of the FDA and the reports that they put out annually talking about the 70 to 80 products each year that they mail order that are CBD products, and the testing that they do on these products revealing that the vast majority of them are not remotely close to being accurate in terms of the label claims. So grossly underestimating the amount of CBD in the product, grossly overestimating the amount of CBD in the product, numerous products claiming to be THC-free that were riddled with THC, on and on it goes. So right off the bat, Greg and I really took a hard look at any CBD company that was asking us to rep their products, and we would do our own testing. We would check out the farms where the crops were coming from, the extraction facilities, looking at their certifications and meeting with their ownership, down to the manufacturing facilities. And it got to a point where, because we were so intent on carrying the best products and not carrying anything that wasn't entirely accurate per the label claims, we really, because I guess we didn't have our own products at the time, we got a reputation for being a very reliable and trusted source. So we ended up turning down almost a little bit more than 9 out of 10 companies that asked us to rep their products over the following 3 years. And we enjoyed a lot of good reputation and good success. We took on a client one day that knew Chris and Jason and said he wanted to introduce us, told us that they had this wonderful product called Cirrus and that they were, you know, looking for partners that could help them get into more retailers and things of that nature. At the time, they were being distributed in 10 states. Like I said, not bad for 4 months, 5 months out of the gate. But we met with them, and it was a very natural fit. We realized in relatively short order that we all had a lot of commonality in terms of our goals and our morals and kind of the driving forces of our operations, really. We were all interested in, a whole lot more interested in leading people down a path toward health and wellness than we were about the payday at the end. And
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished with the sentence. I was asking you how you spell that this company that you are talking about now.
Oh, Cirrus, like the Cirrus Cloud, C-I-R-R-U-S. And the website is drinkcirrus.com. But because, you know, there was so much synergy in our operating philosophies, we started talking to them about the potential of partnering up. And we started talking to them about the fact that we wanted to do really not exclusively cannabinoid-based beverages, but we wanted to make functional beverages. We wanted to make beverages that were enhanced with vitamins, nutrients, adaptogens, and minerals, and configured and formulated in such a way that it helps the consumer achieve certain health benefits. So we felt like cannabinoids, or CBD in particular, commingled with these functional beverage ideas that we had would really enhance the benefits to the consumer, and we wanted to test that out. And sure enough, we believe wholeheartedly to this day that that's exactly the case.
So the Real Good Tea Company that you guys that was born out of this, you know, out of the experience with Cirrus and wanting to come up with something different that was on the market, non-CBD, but more, you know, functional?
Yeah, it was a challenge. We have it in our playbook and in our scopes and in our pipeline to build out functional beverages across multiple categories. We decided to start with tea, especially sweet tea, because in the city of the South, We thought that would probably be our biggest challenge, and it turned out to be extremely challenging. To take a drink like sweet tea that is very, very unhealthy when you quantify the amounts of sugar people are consuming, and to not just move it back toward neutral, but to actually move it over to the other side of the chasm and make it healthy while maintaining a flavorable flavor profile proved to be really challenging. And we've seen companies that will formulate drinks inside of, goodness, probably 10 or 12 days. We spent the better part of 9.5 or 10 months on these formulations, getting them just perfect. When you add cannabinoids and adaptogens and vitamins and minerals into drinks, they're not always the most pleasant tasting things. And when you're intent on staying away from sugars and staying away from artificial sweeteners and staying away from anything that's not all natural, your options are limited. But we were able to pull it off, and we have 4 blends of real good tea on the market that are not only functionally beneficial, but they're also craveable from a flavor standpoint. They're really good. And that's something we're amazingly proud of.
And how did you decide what the 4 different types of drinks, how did you decide what 4 to have? How did you decide what you were going to put in each one?
It's interesting. We employed or utilized a food scientist, but not to formulate the drinks, simply to help us figure out how to tweak the flavoring with all natural ingredients. So the actual functional ingredients and the placement of the functional ingredients in each of the 4 blends, as well as the base tea for each of the 4 blends, those were all decisions that we made based on health benefits and based on the benefit they would provide the consumer. And we decided we would circle back and worry about the flavor. We figured if we could build the drink and have the drink work, we could figure out the flavor. So that's kind of the order we went. And in terms of how we decided which benefits to go after, there were a couple that were fairly natural. The time we were developing this was really just following the lockdowns at the beginning of the pandemic. So an immune-boosting blend was kind of a natural fit for us, and I don't think there was anybody on the team that even questioned that, of course, we were going to do that. To 2 of us on the team that have difficulty sleeping or suffer insomnia, then it also seemed a very natural fit to do a end-of-the-day blend. Not something per se that would knock a consumer out, but something that if drank before bed would provide a consumer with the best possibility of sleeping through the night and getting a restful and productive night's sleep. So those 2 were kind of automatic, and we complemented the nighttime with a morning time blend we call Rise Up, which is a yerba mate tea. Yerba mate has kind of a unique property of almost having a time release effect on the limited amount of caffeine it has. So it's associated with a good boost in the morning that doesn't give the consumer a caffeine crash per se. And we have that one infused with B12, D3, vitamin C, all sorts of good stuff. All of the blends that every product we put out, actually, we don't use anything that's not all natural. We don't use any artificial sweeteners. We don't use anything that's processed. We don't use sugar. The only sweetener you'll find in any of our drinks actually is a 100% natural, pure amber clover honey. It's an expensive way to go, but it's in and of itself, the honey alone has health benefits. And that brought us to the last blend, which which was really just a calm down, de-stress blend for the middle of the afternoon. That that decision was made based on the fact that we were going to add CBD to these drinks, and a lot of the early adopters in the CBD space utilized cannabinoids for getting rid of stress and getting rid of anxiety and combating those type of moments in life when you can use a little bit of extra help calming down. And as a result, we didn't want to put out a product line without that.
Right. I notice you you have the liquid in the cans. The cans are very well done, by the way. Your graphic artist and the design did a great job.
Thank you.
At some point in the future, are you looking to put it in a bag where you could serve it as a hot tea?
We've talked about it. We're not afraid of the idea. It's not our primary focus. We've talked about everything from doing it as hot tea and putting it in bags to possibly doing it as a tea where the tea leaves are ground so finely into a powder that it can almost be put into a stick pack of sorts, even though it's not a powdered tea, it would still be a green tea. And we've looked into a couple of things. The dosing with regard to the functional ingredients becomes a little bit more challenging when you're looking at tea bags or stick packs. We like to put out consistent products. We're dead set on putting out products that maintain truth in advertising in terms of our label claims. And we really, until we are comfortable enough with a manufacturing partner or a process that can guarantee that there's not going to be a lot of variation from tea bag to tea bag or stick pack to stick pack, we'll keep moving on ahead with liquid.
Yeah. What's your biggest challenge now in your evolution of your bringing this to market? What's your biggest challenge right now?
We don't really have a clear path to follow. And what I mean is we have supermarket chains that are selling CBD products, but here in Georgia in particular, the supermarket chains don't sell any ingestible CBD products. They only sell topical. So we don't see very many chain convenience stores or chain. We don't see any chain drug stores or chain convenience stores or chain supermarkets that carry ingestible CBD. As a result, we need to get creative and figure out what channels would be appropriate for our product offering. Well, we targeted places where health and wellness-minded people congregate, everywhere from gyms to golf courses, yoga studios, IV hydration therapy places, chiropractors' offices, and we started going after the health food stores and the vitamin shops, and really the kind of bakery, deli, high-end, you know, places where people, where office folks and the 9-to-5 workforce will go and seek out a healthier option for lunch than a typical fast food customer. And in all of those channels where people are somewhat health conscious, we're crushing it. It's almost a blessing that we were blocked out of the channels we were blocked out of originally because we've found our niche.
So are you able to distribute to them directly?
We do some of that. We have distribution here in Georgia through a partner called Liberated Distributing, and they're a craft beer distributor. But they're in most every major market in the state a few times weekly, and they're based here in the Atlanta market, so they're all over the Atlanta service area or trade area almost every day. And really, it's the job of our salespeople to sell and the job of our marketing people to market and the job of our promotions teams to promote. But we will distribute or self-distribute product to smaller accounts, to places that are only ordering a case or two a week, to try and not logjam Liberator unnecessarily. Excuse me. But
sure.
In the grand scheme of things, they're there to distribute the product for us, and that's why the partnership was formed. So anytime we can get any account above that one or two case a week mark, and it's beneficial to hand it off, we hand it off, and they take it over, and they service those accounts flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read some of the upper-end hotel chains, and you certainly have a lot in Atlanta on the upper scale, and like the Marriott Marquis and the places like that. Are they, because they're really pushing health and wellness now, is that a good avenue for you?
It is, but what we're finding is it depends on the management of the individual locations.
Right.
Apparently, there are still a lot of decisions that are made at the corporate level. That holds true for country clubs. That holds true for hotels. That holds true for, you know, anything that's got a chain name or a franchise name attached to it. But there's also a certain degree of latitude. They give their local management teams to pick up local products. So in the Atlanta market, we really do have some good luck getting into boutique, high-end hotels, that type of place, because really as an ancillary product offering in their in-house spa, when you're getting a massage, like there's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and certainly I think you hit the nail on the head when you spoke earlier of, you know, the yoga crowd and the people that are much more conscious about what they're putting in their body. So you hit the nail on the head, and better to go the opposite of what all the major brands are doing really target who appreciates what you've put together, for sure.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting. I never I wasn't a very health-conscious person, short of my dislike of Big Pharma and my reluctance to subscribe to Western medicine. I grew up with a grandmother who believed in Eastern medicine and taught us a phenomenal amount of information about vitamins, herbs, nutraceuticals, plant-based therapeutics. And just having always been of that mindset, I was not very much aware of the amount of consumers out there that are health conscious and kind of share similar philosophies as I do. And what really kind of put me off on thinking that in the first place was looking at other quote-unquote functional beverages. And when I say that, I kind of mean when I go into a Publix grocery store and I see the cold drinks that are in the salad or produce section, the kombuchas, the pomegranate, all that whole section of grab-and-go single-serving drinks. Any one of those containers I pick up, when I spin it around and I look at the nutrition panel, I'm horrified. I only see one of two things. I see 0 grams of sugar, which means they're artificially sweetened and they're actively poisoning you. Or I see stuff like one that I picked up a week and a half ago. It said 58 grams of sugar per serving. And it was a 12-ounce container, and they had the audacity to say that was 2 servings. Because they didn't want to print on the label that it was over 100 grams of sugar. But this is what companies do to try and mask the flavor of some of these healthier ingredients. And it's appalling to us. And you know, to be in a position where all of our labels are between 9 and 12 grams of sugar, and that's sugar that comes from all natural honey and nowhere else, and to have it be low enough to be non-harmful, high enough to be sweet, and healthy enough to be beneficial is really, it speaks volumes of the care that the people I work with put into creating these products.
Mm-hmm. That's tremendous. We have a couple minutes left. Could you give a few comments on people that are listen to the show now or afterwards? Any lessons or your top one or two lessons for entrepreneurs looking to follow a path of what they really are passionate about? Do you have a couple tips?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. If you're passionate about it, it never feels like you're going to work. And when you're in a mm-hmm. startup scenario, or you're trying to start your own business or go out on your own, you're going to feel like you're working 100 hours a week nonstop because mm-hmm. you're literally having to dedicate more time than you've ever had to dedicate to anything in your life. And mm-hmm. oftentimes that's what it takes to even have a shot at success. So you really need to find something you're passionate about, because otherwise you're going to feel like you've enslaved yourself. Whereas if you're passionate
yeah,
about what you're doing, you're enjoying every minute.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You cannot you cannot go through the grind unless you really love it and you see that you're making a difference. Not just again, the more people that you could smile and improve their health, and then the money comes on. The money follows. Bringing something good to the world.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate your
time here. We're running to near the end of the show. Can you quickly summarize about your Real Good Tea, the website, where you can buy it, where you can find it, any other information you want to close with?
I would love to give a shameless plug. Real Good Tea is, we like to say, it's nutrient rich, it's fast acting, and it's great tasting. And, and people can find it in health food stores and yoga studios all over the metro area, for instance. But if you want to make sure you're able to get it, you can always go to the website, realgoodtea.com. We fulfill all orders out of a fulfillment house here in Georgia, and they're shipped the same day if they're received before 2:30 in the afternoon. And we really, really hope that people give it a shot, and we'd love to hear feedback. So if anyone out there tries it, please drop a comment on the website. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Can you give that website one more time?
Yes, sir. It's realgoodtea.com.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate you taking the time this afternoon, Seth, to go through the entrepreneur journey and bringing something good to market and finding your niche and standing out and not following the crowd. So we appreciate your time. Say hi to Greg for us, and we'll send you after it's a little while. We'll send you the link so you could hear the recording and send it off to others.
Oh, goodness. You're going to make me listen to how badly I did. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
If you have a good engineer, maybe you could put some Led Zeppelin music behind it or something.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks again for your great story. Okay. We'll talk with Seth here from Real Good Tea out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we appreciate his time in telling the story. And we're signing off here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio, produced by Healthy Referral Newspaper, healthyreferral.com. And tune in, Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio, each week, and check out healthyreferral.com. Thank you.